Melina Lynch is fat. She weighs 142 pounds on each side. Now, Melina's one of them magazine writer women. And she writes things, mostly. Just the same, though, she's one of the most interesting people that you'd ever want to talk to. Sometimes in the evening, I'll go over and sit on her front porch, and we'll carry on one of them conversations. And I'll say, "How's things going, Melina?" And she'll say, "I never met a Cherokee Indian I didn't like." And I'll say, "Well, I'm kind of partial to Indians myself, Melina." And then she'll say, "The population of Little Crab, Montana is 806. And I'll say, "Just whereabouts is Little Crab?" And then she'll say, "If I live to be 23, I'll never forget the time." And I'll say, "You certainly are a big one, Melina." And she'll say, "Our next president is going to be Clarence Mudd." And about that time, I'll say, "Melina, you better hush, or they're going to put you in a rubber room."
I won't vote for Rockefeller. I won't vote for Rockefeller. I won't vote for Rockefeller, though everything may be fine. Anybody's daddy leaving that much money can't be no friend of mine. Can't be no friend of mine. I won't vote for LBJ. I won't vote for LBJ. I won't vote for LBJ, though everything may be fine. Anybody that pulls little dog's ears can't be no friend of mine. Can't be no friend of mine. I won't vote for Richard Nixon. I won't vote for Richard Nixon. I won't vote for Richard Nixon, though everything may be fine. Anybody that's a natural born loser can't be no friend of mine. Can't be no friend of mine. I won't vote for Goldie Water. I won't vote for Goldie Water. I won't vote for Goldie Water, though everything may be fine. Anybody that owns Arizona can't be no friend of mine. Can't be no friend of mine. Save my vote for Clarence Mudd. Save my vote for Clarence Mudd. I save my vote for Clarence Mudd, and everything will be fine. Clarence Mudd, he ain't nobody, but he's a friend of mine. Yeah, he's a friend of mine.